We spoke a while back about public colleges cutting popular job-generating classes because of cuts in state funding, after which we heard from Betsy Smith from Cape Cod Community College, an adjunct professor, or as she writes, part-timer, non-tenure-track faculty, or as our Mexican colleagues say, precarios. Betsy said she sees another trend of schools replacing tenured professors with adjuncts. Adjuncts now make up more than half the college professors in the U.S. Yes, they don't have tenure, often don't have benefits, and the pay is low. As one recent blogger put it, your kid's college professor might be on Medicaid. On the other hand, schools say they haven't invested in training the way tenured professors have. But still, some adjuncts are wondering, should they organize? Joshua Bolt is a freshman composition instructor at the University of Georgia. He was recently inspired to create a public Google document, a spreadsheet, where other adjuncts can list their pay and benefits so they can compare. Joshua, why do you want to do this?
It started with when I became an adjunct, I guess, and realized that I really enjoyed what I was doing, but that there was no way I could make a living.
Was this at Eastern Kentucky University?
It was. So I earned my master's degree at Eastern Kentucky University and picked up an adjunct job that summer after I graduated, and it didn't take long before I realized that I was barely able to feed myself, let alone chip away in any of the debt that I had.
Well, you say what you're making there as an adjunct professor was less than the wages of the stock crew that you'd once supervised at Whole Foods, which is one of the jobs you took while you're studying for your master's degree. But let's back up a little bit. By and large, is there a sense that adjunct professors, are they restricted to a lesser amount of time teaching on a college campus?
That question is different for every campus. I mean, at the most basic level, you know, an adjunct professor teaches one or two sections of a given class. But, you know, I'm sure there's a couple of professors in every department that adjuncts that might just teach one or two classes, and they have a full-time job, and, you know, it's just some supplemental income for them, and it's not really a big deal. And I think that's where universities started using adjuncts. But, you know, the problem is now, as you mentioned, that more than half, I've seen some numbers that even say 70% of all college professors are adjuncts now. It's the main model for a college professor now to work as an adjunct instructor and teach, you know, as many as, I've personally spoken with some people who are teaching 7-8 different classes on 3 different campuses in order just to make, you know, $30,000 a year. You know, I mean, we're doing the same work, essentially, as many full professors, and we're being paid, you know, a third of the wages. And that's not to say, I mean, I realize that most adjunct professors don't necessarily have the committee responsibilities or the research responsibilities that full professors have, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we should make a quarter of the wage.
So it sounds like you're saying the system has shifted, and you've got to see this on your spreadsheet that you set up on Google document, sort of like a crowdsourcing thing where you got 1,500 entries, I think, and people from Harvard, the University of La Verne in California, the for-profit Kaplan University. What were they saying?
There was a real hunger there for this information and to be able to share. I encouraged any adjunct who wanted to tell their story to email me. Some were telling me some really just terrible stories of, you know, the ways that they've been bullied by their departments.
Well, it's all over the board. At the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, an adjunct education professor writes that grad student teaching assistants make more than adjuncts do. But then over in the English department, another adjunct reports excellent benefits, matching retirement funds, raises. You yourself, you know, you spoke of hardly making anything at Eastern Kentucky University. Now you're at the University of Georgia, and you say you're getting treated much better.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel much more a part of the department. Pay is much better. I have benefits. Once I saw that there are schools out there that do value their adjuncts, then that inspired me that much more, I guess.
Well, since it's so all over the place, what do you want to have happen? You've mentioned a couple times this idea of unionizing. We read that the adjunct faculty at American University voted to unionize a little while back, following in the footsteps of peers at George Washington University and Montgomery College. Is that what your goal is?
I would say my goal primarily, actually, is just to promote transparency in the university labor system. I want everyone to know that this is the way it is.
Have you heard from parents at all who are finding out that their kids are taught by adjuncts that may make hardly anything?
I have so far one person who has left a comment as a parent saying that when she went with her daughter, I believe, to look at schools, that was one of the questions that she asked. What percentage of your faculty is adjuncts and how are they treated? That's one of the things I would like to start having asked. I think that's really important. I mean, if an adjunct instructor is teaching on three different campuses in order to make ends meet, then they're very likely not going to be able to spend very much time on a one-on-one basis with their students.
Well, there was an article about the adjunct project, as you call it, in the Chronicle of Higher Ed, and tons of comments followed, including here's one from Tiger 80, writing that if adjuncts are converted to full-time or even paid more, public schools, which we know are already in trouble, won't make it. And then we hear from over at American University, where we said that they voted to unionize. A spokeswoman told the Washington Post, you just can't compare adjuncts and professors. As you pointed out, full researchers have research and administrative things they have to do, advising students, supervising theses. You respond to some of that criticism.
Yeah, sure. This is in no way an attempt to pit full-time faculty against, quote, part-time faculty. As a matter of fact, I actually encourage us all to unite on this issue. And, you know, you mentioned that universities are already in trouble as it is with budgets and that this just isn't a reality. Well, I just don't buy that personally. I mean, it's just a matter of what they prioritize. There's millions and millions and millions of dollars coming into the university every year. And I heard a statistic recently that something like 4% of the student's tuition for a class actually pays the person who teaches the class. So one of the things I hope to come out of this is I'd like to have some of those budgetary allocations reprioritized for the actual person who is doing the teaching.
That's Joshua Bolt. He teaches freshman composition at the University of Georgia. He's had sort of this Google document. Adjuncts across the country are weighing in with their salary and their benefits. And by the way, is your hope to use this to get on the fast track to be a tenured professor?
Well, I don't have a PhD. There's no tenure without a PhD. And I don't know that I necessarily want a PhD. How about the idea of a tenure track for teaching? You know, and it doesn't necessarily pay as much as a researcher tenure track, but a tenure track for teaching that pays, you know, a living wage and you work full time. That sounds good to me.
Let us know how you do. Joshua, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.